Dave, got a very quick question for you. This is from Kenneth Ellison, and he says, how do space vehicles pick up speed by using other planets' gravity to slingshot them on their way?
Yeah, this is a really neat trick which NASA and other space agencies use called the gravitational slingshot. Now, the way it works is that because the planets are orbiting, they're moving, they're not stationary. So if you imagine going, if you imagine firing yourself, if you're a space probe, going outwards away from, towards a planet, and if you come just, if you imagine going just behind the planet, now the planet's gravity is going to pull you towards it. And because the planet is moving away from you all the time, it's going to pull you towards it more than it would do if it, than if it was stationary, because you've got to catch up with it before, because it keeps moving away from you. So you don't move towards it as quickly as you would have done. So you actually gain energy. So when you leave it, you actually gain a load of energy from this planet, and you slow the planet down a bit.
So do you have to get the angle of attack or approach to the planet just right, so that as the planet moves away from you, it doesn't pull you off course again?
Well, I mean, the whole point is that it's using the planet to pull you off course in a way which helps you. So yeah, you've got to have a very careful approach. If you want to speed up, you go behind the planet. If you want to slow down, you go in front of it. And then overall, this will give you more energy or less energy and get you to where you want to be.
Intriguing. Thanks, Dave.
Stripping down science. The Naked Scientists.
You are listening to The Naked Scientists with Kat and Dave here in the studio, and with Chris in LA. Not that we're jealous, because it's freezing cold here. Anyway, still to come, Diana O'Carroll, the glamorous ever Diana O'Carroll, is going to find out if helium balloons can float on the moon. And in Kitchen Science, Dave will reveal what happens when you shine a torch on either side of a window.